Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. It's basically a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursdays are off to a great start. If you're new to the Magic Hat, hello, welcome. Welcome into the Magic Hat. Everybody is welcome to listen to the Magic Hat. Swag gets the jiggle of the hat ready to go. We still need to go to a magic shop and buy a top hat. That's the next
step. He swore he was going to do it.
The evolution. We need where the Lady Swag doesn't have a costume hat laying around somewhere.
She does not.
Okay, well, that's the next evolution of the Magic Hat. For those who are uncertain or new and don't know how it works, we're also changing it up. So let me describe it in its new life form today. Similar to how we twisted Statter's story many months ago or years ago or whenever the hell we did that, used to be Swag would give us three different ones and you and I would guess each one. Well, now we have rotated to everybody brings a stat and everybody brings a story.
You bringing socialist politics to the show once again.
This is what's happening, right? Let's spread the wealth here. Well, this was Sprague's idea. The damn communist over there said, let's spread out the means of production here, and I don't want to come up with every magic hat every week. Also, let's move it later in the show. So the magic hat will now be at the 9 a.m. in the 9 a.m. hour. Going forward, and we have all sprinkled in our own magic hat topics.
Yes.
So when your topic is chosen, you speak up and you explain the topic in the magic hat.
Well, to add a little context here, like it's not a I'm getting lazy thing. It's a I always kind of feel a little bad that I'm the only one
getting to contribute.
Well, because I think if I've heard anything the last couple of months about the show from people, people are really enjoying listening to what you are experiencing as a parent. One, because of who you are, and two, it's like, oh, yeah, you're just learning that part, huh? Yeah, that'll be fun.
We're pretty close to a cadence now at home.
What do you mean?
Like Blue 32, hot hike. We're close.
It's what happens when you're on daycare duty.
I mean, just when I'm babysitting, this is what we're going to do. We're putting on a Niner helmet, and we're working on our cadence here.
You get some of those. He gets all excited.
Get him like to do the little leg lift, the clap.
We gotta clap, we gotta clap it. No, we do old fat. We're under center, okay? We run the I formation in the Johnson household, okay? We're running the rock. There's a million things in my notes that are never like full topic worthy.
Yeah.
That you just kind of save, and you're like, that'd be kind of funny to talk about. It's like, either I could save that for a FUP date, or maybe it's something. So I'm going to throw a lot of that into the Magic Hat. So what do we have today, Swag?
All right. First up. Dead money.
Hey, I get to go first today. I love
it. Dead money.
Dead money. Forbes releases a list every year of the highest earning dead celebrities.
Like how much their state still makes?
How much they're still making.
Yeah, how much they still
Do
pull
you
in?
Care to guess the highest earning dead celebrity of last year?
I automatically want to go with Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But also, this time of year makes me think, how much does old Blue Eyes bring in?
How much did he own and control? That's a good follow-up, because I don't know
his master's right.
Did the record labels own all of it, and he just got a penny of it?
He didn't write a lot of his songs. He performed them, but the money, the residual, the royalty money is in writing the song.
Can you give us the entertainment category?
It is music. It is a musician.
I think you're right.
It's Michael or Elvis, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Michael.
Michael is the highest earning dead celebrity.
Yeah.
$105 million he made last year. Which, by the way, they just announced a biopic, whichever way you want to go.
Yeah, and I haven't watched the trailer, but I saw the trailer's out.
Are they going to get to everything in there?
Are we getting all of it? Allegedly?
Because it is it a biopic if we don't get to all of it?
Who was underwriting
it? Is
it
real?
That's the question.
Now you're just Rudy. Now you weren't carried off the field. I'm not believing anything here anymore.
Well, there. I forget the guy's name, but he's one of the best filmmakers. He, the guy who made the OJ ESPN one.
Yeah.
That won awards.
Sure.
He spent years of his life making a Prince one, and it was set to release, and then Prince's estate came out and basically railroaded it.
Said no.
Because there's the honest, it's the full, you know, depiction of his life. And like any other human, there's some bad
in there.
You gotta
have the bad stuff in there, man. And that's the whole point of the movie.
How Prince died is, you know, the usage. And so some of that was going to be in it, and the estate basically said, nope.
Yeah.
And he spent all those years making it, and it'll never get released.
The guy that's doing the Michael one, I think, was the guy who made Bohemian Rhapsody. So he's got the... I never saw that movie, so I can't speak to it.
I did. It was fine.
I like the actor. I like the guy that
Rami
played...
Rami Malek?
Yeah, Rami Malek. Yeah. By the way, just quickly, and then we can move on to the next Magic Hat. I would have never guessed Dr. Seuss, number two on this list, made $85 million last year.
Well, he has the movies for the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Just never that one that sense. I would have contemplated, and then you see it, and you're like, yeah, for that reason, it makes sense.
How much did he make?
$85 million.
Did he ever make that much in his while he was alive?
No chance. Richard Wright and Syd Barrett of Pink Floyd are number three on this list.
There you go.
Number four is Notorious B.I.G. made $80 million last year.
Baby.
Miles Davis. Then there's a big drop off. Miles Davis was sixth at $21 million. Elvis seventh at $17 million. Jimmy Buffett, who just died, $14 million. And that way, let me get you the rest of your top 10. Bob Marley at $13 million. Mm. And then John Lennon made $12 million. Those are your highest earning dead celebrities.
Miles Davis was cool. He pissed his pants.
Exactly.
Okay.
Could also play a mean trumpet.
Yes, he could.
I don't think he got that at all. No.
Nope.
Right over the head.
Why would you put it there?
And this is mine.
Some of these I have to remember, was that mine? No, that's not mine.
Well, I wrote it down to make sure, I don't. So this is interesting. I didn't watch this because I don't have a TikTok. I'm not on social media. There was a person that caught wind of a famous thing that happens in Australia. Now, look, I hope some Aussies set the record straight, but some did chime in, and they're right now. It's an interesting look of them. Australians are admitting that after they wake up, they take their pajamas off. And I don't know what you guys do with your PJs. Are you naked? Do you wear basketball shorts?
Do you sleep in PJs?
Well, whatever.
Just whatever you sleep in?
Yeah. Okay. Not customary pajamas, just whatever your PJs, quote unquote, are.
Sure.
The Australians are admitting that they place their PJs under their pillows. Where do you put your pajamas, and do you wash your pajamas, or do you multi-use your pajamas?
I don't wear pajamas. I sleep in Tommy John sleep shorts, which are essentially bigger versions of boxers.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're like a hybrid between a basketball short and a boxer.
Sounds like running shorts to me.
They're kind of, but they're very kind of, they're not tight, they're loose fitting, but the fabric is very soft and feathery and delightful. And when I wake up in the morning, I leave them on the floor in the bathroom as I get dressed to leave for work.
Well, do you put them back or you just
put them
on the floor?
I mean, I have seven pairs. I don't wear them twice. They go in the laundry bin when I get home, and then I wear a new pair.
So you never re-wear shorts?
Dude, if I wear a sweatshirt for 4 hours, I put it in the laundry bin. I'm weird OCD with clothes.
What about pants?
Pants, same thing. These pants, I'm going to wear them today. They'll be in the laundry bin. And one day, one day use, then you get washed.
Swag, where are you at on what you wear to sleep?
It's workout shorts of some sort. Depending on how cold it is, maybe a t-shirt, but that's...
Oh, you sleep in a t-shirt sometimes, though.
If it's cold...
Are you shirtless?
Always.
Always?
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm weather dependent as well.
I'm hot. I'm big.
And then, I've got a whole... No, I don't...
You don't re-wear?
Maybe every once in a while, maybe two wears.
I dabble. I dabble in basketball
shorts.
You
dabble in a rewear, huh?
Because I have my workout shorts, but then I have shorts that I usually wear to sleep.
Yeah.
And so
they're different. Workout. I feel like basketball shorts. Sleep shorts have to be a unique fit. I couldn't just put on a pair of big basketball shorts and go to sleep.
Well, I would say the sleep shorts usually get a two-run situation out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I don't... Under my pillow. I saw that and I'm like, that's kind of weird.
That's not
why would you put
ideal.
It under your pillow?
No. What percentage of men wear full body pajamas?
Oh, the Clark Griswold specials?
Those don't get worn anymore.
I don't think they do. Does anybody wear those anymore?
Why did we ever wear them?
I don't know. It must have been... Did we not have heat back then?
You just had to have that? Probably a heating problem,
I just sleeping in a pair of pants seems so foreign. I would never even contemplate
the
it.
The one that I never understood, and it's just a generational gap, is the gown. The long
the
gown.
Nightgown?
The nightgown.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Were you a bathrobe guy?
I tried to be when I was a kid. I got one, and sure. I hated it.
I kind of want to be a bathrobe guy, but I'm not.
I've never done a
My
bathrobe.
My mom bought me one that was like a rough towel texture and not the super
it's
soft.
It's got to be soft and warm. You got to melt into that thing.
Yeah, but if it gets wet, is it still, do you let it dry or do you have to wash it?
No, if I get up and I'm cold, I'm putting sweats on at that point.
That's exactly it. You just put sweats on and a long sleeve t-shirt. You're fine. If it's a little chilly in the house.
Yeah. Some, you know, people that sleep in the nude, they don't have this problem.
No, they don't. I don't have the balls to do that.
Don't want this heat. Did you guys see this morning? Overnight?
Oh, is this a swag
edition? Oh, I did see this. This is, it's not like a topic itself, but it's very Magic Hat. Oh, it's kind of crazy.
So the Blazers start their road trip Saturday at the Miami Heat. Miami Heat head coach, University of Portland alumni.
Yes.
Pilot legend.
Oregonian.
Eric Spoelstra. His house was a 2-alarm fire.
What?
Engulfed in flames down.
During the game?
Overnight.
Was he in the house?
Nobody was hurt.
No.
It had been undergoing renovations for quite some time. So I don't know if he was there, but some neighbors said that he had had a party out there in the backyard or something recently.
Okay.
Don't know if he and the family were staying there, but
he got divorced.
Oh, he did?
Well, any family. I don't know.
He's the Miami Heat coach. He's having a good time. He's enjoying life in Miami. That's terrifying.
Yeah,
I didn't see that story.
They found two structures on fire. What is this from? News 10? What station is this?
Dude, look at the photos. It's crazy. It looks like Left Eye was in his house.
So there's a wall kind of out by the street. But yeah, the flames going up.
Whoa.
Over the wall.
It gone.
Engulfed trees. Yeah, they had a second alarm to send out there.
That's a dope house, too.
What do we?
That's interesting.
What would we do if that happened to one of us?
I mean,
I think I'd still come into work. I got to be honest with you.
The next day, I don't know.
What
in the house?
Do from 6 to 10?
Well, at that point, you're dealing with insurance and firefighters, and I worry about that. I'm in a condo, so I'm attached to
anything can happen
other
to you.
Units,
yeah.
So you're a little nervous about maybe what anybody else has going on.
Would you guys come in?
Was I in the house?
No.
And did it happen in the middle of the night? Then no, I probably wouldn't. Like, am I up all night escaping my family from a burning house? I'm not coming.
Well, I guess in that scenario, I'm
right?
Not
in that scenario,
you're
not coming
in. You got to figure out, you know, okay.
Did it burn down in the middle of the day, and then I have time
to go
process
get
it?
Stuff. Where am I staying? I'm calling insurance.
I have no clothes.
What are we doing? No, that is mass chaos.
You will
at
not
that
see
point.
Me the next.
By
day.
The way, I have an update on the pajama situation. I'm not going to read who the person was, but I got a text from a friend.
Oh.
And they said, I wear the underwear that I wore during the day.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on.
Unless I feel like those underwear have had a tough day.
No.
Then I sleep naked.
Fresh undies, man. Come on.
I got a follow-up. Do you not shower?
You got to take a shower.
I shower every night.
Naked.
I shower underwear before bed.
Night. Yeah.
I can't go to sleep if I feel dirty.
I'm a shower night guy.
Always.
Some people are shower twice. I got a friend that can't wake up without taking a shower, and then he showers at night.
Do they drink caffeine? Because some people aren't caffeine people, and they use cold water to wake them up.
I don't know if he's a caffeine guy, but
my follow-up.
I don't have the towel depth to shower twice a day.
That is true.
My
a
towel
wet towel sucks.
Not deep enough.
You need a deep. Yeah, you don't have a deep bench.
You got to go stock up if you're going to do.
Do
op
breathe 4 for 5 towel games happening very often? Is what you're telling me?
No, not at all. And then what are you going to do? Dry it, and then it's going to smell weird. It's a dryer slash your dried off butt. What's that like? A snuggy butt? I don't want that. I'm out on that. I'm a shower night guy. That's a disgusting text. You sleep in your day-used underwear?
No.
I was thinking of dudes. What are you doing?
That's pretty much just
Come on, man.
It's a long Friday night or Saturday
night.
Sure,
I don't have the functional ability
and
to take my underwear
go
off.
Home and
then I
take
get it.
Clothes
yeah.
off and pass out.
That's on top of the sheets, though, in like full clothes. That's
sprawled out wherever you fall
down. That's
a
guy that farts and goes, I still got it. That's who that is.
Come on, man.
What are you doing?
All right, we got some more Magic Hat around the corner. We'll dive into a couple NFL notes, including Thursday Night Football. We get Broncos and Raiders with AFC West battle coming up. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour, but more Magic Hat next, 105.1 FM, The
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
All right, NFL right around the corner. Everybody's got a take on showering now, and towels, and PJs, and bathrobes.
Are we getting a consensus to shower?
Ricky's very offended that we don't shower in the morning. Very offended.
We wake up at 3:30.
You go to the office, guns blazing every morning. My dudes, morning showers rip just as hard as nighttime showers. I'm not opposed to a morning shower guy.
I'm just not anti-morning shower.
It's early. I'm waking. I don't have that big of a house. People are getting woken up. If I'm turning a shower on at 4 something in the morning to come to work, I'm just that's making noise. I don't need to do that. Put some deodorant on. I showered at night. I religiously wash my sheets. We had this debate recently. I wash my sheets every week. Every week.
Every week?
Every Sunday I wash my sheets.
You're trying to find the corner properly
every
week?
Every single Sunday I wash my sheets. If you're wondering what I'm doing during the afternoon window.
What are you doing in your
room? I'm just OCD about clean clothes and sheets. Like, that's one of my... You're a germaphobe. I don't get grossed out about food being on the counter. I get grossed out about wearing clothes that don't feel clean.
Yeah, okay.
Or sheets that don't feel clean. Because we all know that feeling. When you haven't washed your sheets in a while.
It does feel great when
you climb in and you get them nice and smooth and they're tightly folded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big in on that. I'm OCD about that stuff.
It's hard to explain. I don't have a door to my bathroom in my bedroom. So if I shower.
It's hard to explain. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense how my house was built. My wife will be woken up at 3:45 a.m. by a shower sound.
Yeah.
So I try not to do that to her. If I work out on a Saturday super early and I'm sweating, dude, I'm absolutely doing the 2-shower day thing.
I'll sit in my stink the rest of the day till nighttime.
Oh,
yeah. Let it boil.
Somebody
said, I've never owned a bathrobe, but when I stay in a nice hotel, you better believe I'm rocking that robe around the room. That's a great, that is 100%. We're all that way. You put that comfy thing on. All right, what else is in the Magic app?
Number nine.
This one's mine. And we teased this earlier. We need to talk about it.
This is ours, by the way.
This is ours.
We both
saw it
in the exact same opinion.
I already didn't like this guy. I haven't liked him his entire career. I hated him in college. He was given credit for things he didn't deserve to get credit for.
Oh, dude, he's a winner.
Stop
Clutch gene.
He brushes his teeth left-handed because it activates another side of his brain. Like, I can't stand anything about this guy. He wears his rings around. I've never lost a game in my life. Like, shut up.
He's got John Randall eye black on one side of his face.
He does. It just, everything about J.J. McCarthy I hate. I have to admit it. And I'm okay. Trust Trape, I can't stand this guy. It got even worse this weekend. So he's back. Not only did he cost me money because I gambled against his team.
Sure.
And they won the game outright. After the game, first off, go look at the visual in the locker room of them handing him the ball. This is where it came from, the number nine thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like doing this like weird acting like I'm, you know, possessed by the devil thing. And he's like yelling. And then he gives this speech.
Well, why is that dirt? Why did he do that?
Because he has an alter ego.
Oh, he does.
He has an alter ego.
Oh.
And here is J.J. McCarthy on number nine.
J.J. We see the intensity that like you carry yourself with on the field. Do you go to a different place in your mind, like, on game day?
I feel like I do, yeah. There's definitely a level of a switch that gets flipped. You know, for me, it's, you know, that I call him nine. Nine comes out, and I got to understand, like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So how do I find little ways, you know, on the sideline, you know, get back to my breath, get back to my visualization that could kind of – maintain that intense, you know, competitive stamina throughout the whole game. But yeah, it's just, you know, the pure will, determination to get the job done.
He threw for 143 yards. 143.
41 of those came on one play.
On one play.
And it was a screen to Aaron Jones that he busted like two tackles on.
You take one play off, he barely had 100 passing yards in the game that they won. But this is exactly how his career is going to go, and this is why I hate him.
Had a clutch play, though, to Jefferson.
He makes
for that
one
touchdown.
Throw. Oh, God. He made a third down throw to ice the game late. How about Tom Brady? Loved that play. That's what winners do right there. He had to make one throw, and he made the one throw.
Oh, he's a Michigan man, too.
He is in one of the best offensive systems in the league. He's playing for one of the smartest head coaches in the league, and he's maybe throwing to the best wide receiver in the league, and he's getting to throw for 140 yards and win games, but I'm going to have to sit here and pretend as if he's the next top five quarterback. I can't stand this guy, and to say you have an alter ego number 9 makes me want to punch him in the face.
First of all, I think he would mop the floor with
he
you.
He would whoop my ass, but I'd get one shot in there. Give me one. He can't handle my number 10. When number 10 comes out, you never see it coming. I got to go to a place that's deep and dark for 3 hours. This is one of the douchiest things I've ever heard a professional athlete say. You're not a defensive lineman. You're a quarterback.
You seen Hot Tub Time Machine, and he's going to fight in the bar, and his buddy does the hype up, and then he comes up, and he still gets his ass whooped? I think that's what happened with you.
You just hyped me up number 10, and the number 10 got his ass whooped.
Look, did Russell Wilson write that answer for him?
Yes, he did.
Because this is absolutely something that Russell Wilson would have been made fun of about.
Yes, that's go be great, go be great, go be great, go be great.
And I also find, like, it's okay to say that you feel like you're a different person as a competitor or that you kind of black out because you're so charged up.
Some would say Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Right. It's very odd to say that you have an alter ego and then talk in the third person about yourself, but you're pretending it's not you. It's a different version of you.
This is Viking fans can't be excited about this, can they?
He's an odd duck.
Even Seahawk fan, he won a Super Bowl, but even Seahawk fan was like, I am so glad Russell Wilson's gone and we have to stop pretending that we like this guy.
I give you a hot take. You always want to repeat. I think there was a part of Seahawks fans like, I'm glad you threw that.
You won the first one because of your defense and we ran the ball. And the second one you lost it for us because you threw a pick at the goal line.
Like, and I think they're like, of course. Yeah. Of course.
And then you never got back to one again. And then we traded you and your career fell apart.
He's unusual. And I'll do this. You don't like another quarterback in the NFL because you think he gets too much credit. I love when you hate quarterbacks because you think they get too much credit.
Yes.
You know who's not stepping to the podium to say number one is a different guy?
That's very true.
At least Jalen Hurts is not humble doing that. And takes accountability, and he just goes out there and he does his job.
He's not some pretend character in the locker room after the game after throwing for 140 yards.
I didn't see the locker room thing. I need to go look
So this is where it comes from. So that's why they asked him about it. O'Connell gives him the game ball.
Sure.
He's doing this. He's like standing as O'Connell's talking. Like he's like... It's like after the game and he's got this eye black on and he does some like war chant. Like, dude, deep breath, buddy.
Football guy.
Jim Harbaugh makes his guys sing Jolly Good Fellow and give a high five after a game, okay? Let's be normal here. What else we got, Swag?
He's in a conversation.
Yes. What else we have in the Magic Hat? You got to turn your mic on. Here we go. Yep.
That's hello. Coming. Okay. Sorry. Brandman's in here.
Yeah. Damn it, Dusty.
Do you want this coach?
Yeah, we don't have enough time on this because I want to get back. I want to talk some NFL stuff with you.
Yes.
I've been holding this for 2 weeks, and maybe people are just totally normal, and they're numb to this now, and this is what the world is. The Seattle Reign is the Northwest Women's League soccer team.
NWSL?
NWSL, yes. Thank you. They're the Thorns
and
rival.
You call yourself a soccer fan.
Premier League. their coach, her name is Laura Harvey.
Okay.
Okay? She's having her second stint as the Seattle Reign coach. She did an interview a couple weeks ago on a podcast, and she basically admitted this. She said, quote, one day in the off season, I was writing things into ChatGPT, like, what is Seattle Reign's identity? And it would spurt out, and I was like, I don't know if that's true or not. And then I asked it, what do you need to do to be successful in the NWSL? Asking broad questions, and then she put in, what formation should you play to beat NWSL teams? It gave me an answer, and so I just used it.
Did it work?
I don't know what the record is, so okay. I hate to not be able
That's
to answer
the follow-up
that part.
I have, because if...
But what do you do if Dan Lanning is like, I actually asked ChatGPT what my game plan should be at Kinnick, and then he just used it. What's the point of you?
And why do we even need you? What? We just have some. Rob Mullins could just type that in. What's the whole point of paying you $10 million a year?
I had to go to
type it into a robot.
I had to go to a repair store a couple days ago because I had to do some home repairs, and I got into a conversation. The checkout clerk, because it was a self checkout.
Yeah.
Checkout clerk. It was an older gal. And then another older gal came up and she goes, "You guys don't have any people checkouts?" And I go, "No, because we're just letting the robots take everything." And she goes, "I don't like it." And I go, "I don't like it either." She's like, "We should have more jobs." And I go, "And we shouldn't let robots take everything from us."
Amen.
So we started, me and these two gals started talking about how robots are ruining it. And I have this argument every day with my wife. She'll just put everything into ChatGPT. And then she'll just copy paste it.
Yeah.
And
I've never used it and I never will. I shouldn't say never, but I don't ever have any desire.
This kind of bothers me. Yeah. I don't know why it does. Like, you can't just play the formations you think works for your team.
You know, like, at least I would hope you know soccer.
But what if your record's good?
Somebody said
they
went from
fifth,
bottom of the league to top three. That's what somebody said. Somebody said they went from bottom of the league to top three in back to back seasons. But you said they finished fifth.
They finished fifth this year. Okay. They are in the playoffs.
So ChatGPT told her she should play a back five.
I'm firing you. I don't care if you want. I'm firing you if you admit this out loud. We'll go find another coach that can do this privately and not admit it publicly.
Like, what if your offensive coordinator was just ChatGPT?
Yeah, we got issues.
Hey, it's 3rd and 13. Hey. We have this percentage of pass plays on the left or the right. Their defense statistically holds teams to this number.
I mean,
what should we do here? Oh, you should throw to the left tight end. Like, what? Where are we going with this?
Avail yourself of any resource available.
I mean, I'm all for
it all in.
Again,
but
resources.
You're not coaching.
Yeah, that's if you're saying design my game plan, that's different than saying what are the analytics on a situation or a matchup or like that's different than letting it dictate what your game plan would be. Saying what should I run? That's your hand in the keys. Jesus, take the wheel.
The robot's taking the
robot
wheel.
Robot's taking the wheel. All right, is that all we got time for today?
That's all we got time for.
Okay, good Magic Hat.
Good Magic Hat.
Good Magic Hat.
Nice. A lot of dirty people out there and a lot of upset people that we don't shower twice.
Somebody said shower in the morning is the equivalent of wiping before you poop. Now I can't unsee that. Can't unsee that one, man. Boy, I'll tell you, when kids' poop starts to get more firm.
Oh, my God. Can we not?
Dude,
it's 9:30 in the morning.
You need to expand your world a little bit, my friend.
It's a different ballgame.
I know you're wrapped up in it.
It's a different ballgame.
I don't look for that kind of conversation.
There's one wedged in there yesterday. Got to dig this thing out. Just got to
get some more apple juice going.
Got a spoon in there? All right. Let's get to the NFL Thursday night.
It's the magic spoon.
Thursday night football. Denver and Vegas are going at it tonight. What
We're
are our thoughts?
Not talking
I'm breaking the whole thing down from a fundamental standpoint.
The Raiders suck.
I do want to get to a note on an NFL team or an NFC team that you brought up earlier. A couple of NFL noogies. That's next. All right. Let's break it down from 20 different angles. Thursday night football tonight. How excited are we? Broncos. Mm-hmm. That was a good wet fart right there.
Dude, the Broncos, like, I don't know if they'll cover 10 points. This game should not be in doubt.
Game's in Denver, right?
Yes.
Okay, they're wearing throwback unis, I believe, correct? I think we're wearing the throwbacks again tonight. I just tend to like them when they wear their throwback uniforms.
The throwbacks look really solid with the horse and the D.
It's such a good look, man. And they paint the field to match it. It's perfect. Yeah, Vegas is not good. We all know Vegas sucks. I also just think there's a thought of Thursday night football.
Sprague the line. Somebody sprague the line.
I'm not
going to
touch it.
They're going to cover this number.
Okay.
The Raiders are...
Why don't you do it? If you like the game that much, why don't you do it?
Because I'm scared.
They should have beat the Jags last week.
I'm scared, man.
They lost 30-29 on a walk-off field goal to playoff Jacksonville.
Wearing a purple corduroy jacket. Do I look like I'm confident?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to touch it from a gambling angle. We'll see. Maybe a live bet. Hopefully, you know, Vegas scores first or something. You could get a little better line. What is the line on the game tonight?
It was 9.5.
Nine and a half last I saw.
Yeah. 8.5, it says on ESPN right now, so maybe it's come down a little bit.
I'm just now seeing McCarthy on my television.
Dude, are you the locker room thing? Yeah. It is. A Viking fan chimed in and was like, I can't stand this guy. Still 9.5 on DraftKings? Okay.
See, I love when fans are honest and go, yeah, I kind of hate my quarterback. We're winning. Like, if you win, like, whatever, but.
You take it, yeah.
There's nothing worse as a fan than when you have the player that you kind of do hate, but you. You don't have another choice.
No, this is it. You got to root for him because you need him to win in order to be happy as a fan. And if he doesn't, then you're not happy as a fan.
You're happy on the 3rd and 9. You're happy when he kneels and the clock hits zero. And then you're instantly changing the channel because he's going to get interviewed, even though Justin Jefferson or Grenard has actually the better game for your team.
Yes, he'll
get
the
attention. You don't want to hear what he says.
Because he's a winner. He's a winner, man.
Clutch gene.
That's the only thing that matters for quarterback stats. Do you win or not?
Clutch gene.
You brought something up earlier in the NFL that I find interesting because I might actually, you actually sparked an interest in me and maybe to go gamble this because I like the odds.
Yeah.
There are five teams right now. Actually, according to DraftKings, only four.
This is the ESPN
okay, you
football
went ESPN.
Analytics, like FPI.
Chances to win the NFC?
So there's five for them, four on in the Vegas odds.
Okay, so Vegas odds is four. ESPN FPI is five that have a better chance to win the NFC than Seattle. I'll give Vegas and I'll let you give ESPN because I don't have that in front of me.
Sure.
Do you know who the favorite to win the NFC right now is on DraftKings?
Ooh, I don't. I would assume it's Eagles.
It is not.
The Rams?
It is the Rams.
So the Rams are second on ESPN. Okay. It's Eagles. Okay, you can go.
Yeah, so Rams are plus 400, Eagles plus 425, mm-hmm. Lions plus 475, Packers plus 500, and then the Seahawks at plus 550.
Yeah, the five on ESPN's percentage, you know, football power index in order is Eagles, Rams, and this one just, you're going to have to explain it to me.
Okay, this is FPI.
49ers, Packers, Lions.
The only thing that I can say to make sense of that is that they have been, I mean, I don't know about most, because it seems like half the league is banged up. I would argue they're in the mix for the most banged up team in the NFL.
And they're not getting healthier. Some of these guys are done for the year.
Some of the guys are done for the year, but I think they'll get a little bit of help at certain spots. Not everybody.
Pearsall,
like a wide receiver, your quarterback might be back, which, no, there's not a quarterback controversy.
They'll get an offensive lineman back eventually, right? Rendell.
And then I think the other idea of it is you might like Seattle or L.A. better as overall collections of talent, although they beat the Rams and they've beaten the Seahawks head-to-head. They get another chance against Rams this weekend.
Yep.
The rest of their schedule is so easy that I think it's just the thought of playing the odds of them getting there, and then once you're in the dance, that's the only theory that I can come up with. After the Rams this weekend, you know what the rest of their schedule is?
I do. It's on my fridge.
At the Cardinals.
Yep.
None of these are guarantees.
The Cardinals
are
better with Brissett than they are Murray.
But I'm like, that's not, you're not playing the Chiefs in Kansas City, right? Or Buffalo. But like, there's different levels to this.
And the Cardinals offense might be statistically better with Brissett, as we talked about yesterday. The thing that's always killed the Niners with Arizona is Murray's mobility.
His running around and making plays.
He just kills him with the legs.
It's at Arizona, home against Carolina, at Cleveland, home against Tennessee. Then you go to Indy for a Monday night game, a home against Chicago, home against Seattle.
Yeah. And I think they're going to lose to the Seahawks and split.
Sure, they probably could.
I mean, I already play the game a million times. It's on my fridge. I see it every day. I still think they'd be 10-7, which is totally great. I'm happy if they're in.
That would be a 4-4 finish to their year.
They shouldn't have better odds than the Seahawks, in my opinion. Even
football power indexes
teams
don't make a lot of sense.
I know, but like, I just looked at that and I'm like, five teams and my team's included in that. The Seahawks are having a great year. I think they just added some firepower. Their defense is every bit legit. Like, keep sleeping on them, I guess. I'm not going to gamble on them because I don't want to support that, but like, I totally would understand anybody doing it.
I think this Sunday game, like, if they go out there and look like...
They got the Cardinals this weekend. They have funky losses at home over the last couple of years.
They need to write the home
show. That I'm kind of looking at that game of like, all right, you just did what was really impressive on Sunday night.
Exactly.
Are you going to come home and lay an egg to the Cardinals?
They've done it before.
Like, if they come out, they're focused, they have a game plan, they execute it, they don't let the Cardinals get anything going, you know, because obviously they got Brissett. They think they figured something out on their offensive end with some consistency.
Didn't, like, 2 years ago they ended their season not making the playoffs on a Cardinal walk-off field goal?
Yes, and
like
I want to say Kyler wasn't even – it was against, like, Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy beat him as a giant, I think.
He might have, yeah.
Colt McCoy might be their kryptonite.
I mean, they've had losses over the – I mean, I remember the Giants going in last year and killing them at home. It just – they've had weird, funky losses over the years that didn't make a lot of sense.
The home road thing, I think Brady's overall point, Henderson, is right of, like, it's circumstantial with some of the road, like, who they play. But, like, still, you have some bad losses at home.
Yeah.
They need a game where they right the ship.
Yeah.
They need to have a – hey, look at that. It never was in doubt. They handled their business.
We're better than you.
Yes.
We know what we're doing.
Yes.
They did that to New Orleans, but I think New Orleans is so bad that nobody gives them any credit for
well,
it.
Well, no, that was some fluky stuff, though. They had like a punt return for a touchdown. They blocked a punt.
No, but I'll give them the credit on that. That's fair. Like, you
they need to come out like that and assert themselves and just go, you're not today.
Yeah, look, it's hard to do it week in and week out in the NFL. The Green Bay thing, like, look, maybe this is a totally different tune on Tuesday, and they beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football, and we're like, ah, there's the Packers again. They have been so wildly inconsistent that I guess everybody has to a certain
but
extent.
But they play good against the good teams. They just don't show up against these mediocre to bad teams. It's a weird thing they have.
How can you dominate the Lions and then lose to the Browns?
To
your
point,
like, how can you beat insert team here and then tie with the Cowboys?
They dominated Pittsburgh for two quarters in the second half, and they tied the Cowboys and lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, that's that egg game that you're avoiding of just don't do that. Why? How are you losing to the Panthers at home?
Weird.
So there's some NFC odds for you right now if you want to go gamble it. I actually might sprinkle a little money on that. The Bucs, I already have an NFC ticket on, their odds are plus 850, and the Niners are plus 1,300.
Dude, the Carolina Panthers are breathing down Tampa Bay's neck.
In the division?
They are. Tampa Bay could lose this weekend to New England.
Tampa Bay needs to get healthy.
Tampa will win, but that's a problem.
Yeah.
Tampa will win. Carolina's going to lose at home to New Orleans this weekend. Watch out.
What?
Here comes Tyler Shuck.
You think they're a better team at home than they are on the road?
Shuck going to give it to you.
Let's not start that.
You don't want to do that one?
I mean, dude, if Tampa loses this weekend, they're 6-3. Carolina wins, they're 6-4.
I don't know.
This is stupid.
Tampa's winning the division.
Talk about quarterbacks who shouldn't get credit. Bryce Young's stat line they did last weekend.
Spencer Rattler has a better stat line on the season than he does. He's the leading passer, and he's not even their starting quarterback anymore going into the game.
Rico Dowdle's been their MVP.
He just got fined. Two pumps. Can't multi-pump.
Yeah, that kind of upset me. I didn't know that. I guess I forgot about that rule.
Yeah.
Why can't we pump?
Can't pump. No pumps. Okay, no cream.
What?
Let's wrap it up. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Not a test, I'm
rapping to the beat. Got a couple NBA notes for you to wrap up today.
Come on, Forrest, let's go.
Although I might need swag to play one of these because I logged out of my computer. I got to get ready to go.
I'm right here.
Let's do that first.
I got you, baby.
I don't know how you guys respond to this. We are all fathers here.
Yeah.
Now, this was in the Magic ad. I'm not going to save it because it won't be timely next Thursday, so I want to use it here anyways. Donovan Mitchell had a good game last night.
Yes, he did. He had a great game.
46 points.
And they beat?
Ooh.
I actually have no idea. I didn't see
anything. I know that they won. I saw that.
I know that he had a good game.
They beat the Sixers?
Sixers? Was it the Sixers?
Yeah.
Sure. Final answer? Break. Okay. So they beat the Sixers.
Yeah, they did. 132-121.
46. He's been a great player for a long time, and he had a message after the game about this. This one was a little personal for him.
I wouldn't put the game that I had based on the court. This kid pissed me off today. I was playing 2K. I've been playing 2K for like 2 hours, and I told him, too. I was like, wait, just wait. He just called me washed up. He called me a bunch of things. But I love it. You know what I mean? He said he ain't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And I just told him, all right, we'll see. He said, tell me to go to sleep. Like he was going in. So this game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was. So I appreciate you. I told him I'd give him a shout out too. So that's what tonight was.
This kid just talking S to him.
What's not his kid?
I know, a kid
random.
Talking. A random
could have been
kid.
A grown man pretending
that
to be
is true.
A kid.
That is true. Very well could have been.
Could have had a Linnea Kakua, whatever.
With an altered voice.
Hi, Donovan. You're going to have a bad game tonight. Whoever that was saw that and was like, yeah, look what I did.
I woke him up. If you're a trash talker and the guy goes off on you on trash talking, do you take pride in that? Remember Dame in Orlando a couple of years ago when there was one fan just chirping at him the whole game?
Yep.
And then he went off for I can't remember how many in the second half.
Those are some of my favorite stories in basketball specifically is the courtside jokesters.
Well, I'm going to connect that to my other story. Did you see what happened in Memphis last night? I'm assuming this is last night. I have no clue. Let me double check.
Yeah.
Were they playing the Suns at home last night? Did that game happen last night?
No, this was 2 nights ago.
2 nights ago, okay.
2 nights ago.
There's a video that has gone viral. Kevin Durant's there. Not the Suns, I should say Rockets. He's on the Rockets now. I got to remember
that. Oh, you're talking about the Rockets?
The Rockets, yes.
No, the Rockets did play.
Okay, so there you go.
The Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, there you go.
So they're in Memphis, and we all know Ja Morant's dad sits courtside at every game and yells and hollers with people. He sometimes gets into trouble.
T. Morant?
Kevin Durant, there's a camera, somebody's filming it, picked him up, yelling back at T. Morant, saying, "We all know your kid doesn't want to be here, T. You're not fooling anybody. We all know he wants out," because he was yelling something at KD about trying to get him going, and Kevin Durant turned around and was like, "Man, shut up. Your kid doesn't even want to be in Memphis anymore."
By the way, Ja Morant last night, 1-7 from three.
Hey, but the coach is the problem, I'm sure, right? It's got to be the coach's issue.
According to him, that seems to be what the deal is. Yeah. I mean, look, Kevin Durant is actually an underrated trash talker.
He absolutely is. He's a great Twitter follow, too.
There was a video of him in Phoenix last year, and I think it was Golden State was there because GP was there. And I can't remember if it was Golden State to watch his kid or he's just in Phoenix, so he went to the game. But he was caught what he was saying to Gary Payton. He was just like, "You wouldn't know what to do with me. You don't want this business. When you were my age, you weren't even playing." And he was actually like going to Gary Payton, never easy. Gary Payton was yelling back, but you couldn't quite hear what he was saying. But Kevin Durant was saying some stuff like, "Nah, I'm better than you ever were, man."
That's fantastic. One correction to close the show, Tony Reale style, because I know this has been texted in and commented like 27 times now.
Okay.
It is not lay with you in the sea. It is bathe with you in the sea.
Ah, thank you.
Somebody called you an uncultured swine.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will I shower today? I don't know.
TBD, somebody asking when I ate paint chips last, so, you know, hey, we're having fun today. Good morning, everybody.
I think that's a very
fair
correction there.
Yeah, bathe with you in the sea makes a lot more sense.
Still gross. Salt all over you.
Yeah, who bathes in the sea?
You'd smell weird.
Although, if you love somebody to that level, maybe you want that stank on you.
Make love in the sea?
Yeah. We had Gary Dolphin on earlier this morning. We played Dolphin Sounds, and he gave us great thoughts. He's the voice of Iowa football.
He's now a friend of the program.
Now a friend of the program. And you can go find that 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We also had Josh Payton. It was a Pate State Thursday. Mm. Great stuff from him on this game, coaching carousel, and all sorts of stuff in the college football world. That will do it for us, everybody. Thanks so much for being a part of our Thursday. Like the video, subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. for a Football Friday. And we got a football guest early tomorrow that's already booked. And his name is?
Jeff Howe.
Jeff Howe. Who can forget that? Jeff Howe is going to be on the show tomorrow. Swag's going to be around all day. It's just going to be 105.1 The Swag today. So have fun hearing his voice. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firmer Harris Meringue next, 105.1 FM The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.